Hi all, it's Jack, and it's almost 12:45 on late Thursday night, early Friday morning, and I've broken another promise to myself to go to bed before midnight. I won't bore you with the story of why. I could make up a really good story about why and how, but I don't think I will. So I wanted to mention, I haven't been around the blogosphere as much as I'd like to be. And that's just because, as I've mentioned a few times, life has gotten in the way. And I've chosen to spend more time working on my writing, on my blogs, than visiting. And when I'm not visiting, and I'm not writing, and I'm not playing dad or working, I'm trying to do a lot of reading. One of the posts I just wrote is called Quality of Life, and I've been thinking about quality of life quite a bit recently. For a whole host of reasons, some of which I outlined in the post itself. But a lot of it is because, as some of you know, I haven't been satisfied with life for a while. It hasn't been horrible, but it hasn't been great. There have been, ups and downs and ins and outs and things that have been just irritating the hell out of me. And I've been actively working on trying to change that. And that's just what you have to do. You can sit back and wait for, magic to change it, or you can take steps, you can take action. So, I'm taking action, and I feel pretty good about it. I feel like things are moving along. Something else I wanted to mention, I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been including many more images in my posts, and I really like that. I hadn't realized just how stark they were without a picture to help break up the text. And a good picture, oh, it's just a beautiful thing. And I've been thinking about it a lot. I think I've mentioned somewhere that, I've thought about taking classes in photography, and I thought about taking classes in, making movies, but I've really just been paying lots and lots of attention to colors and textures and just cinematography of movies. Some of that's just fascinating to me. And it may sound silly, but in some ways it's new to me. And I think part of what's going on is I've got all these stories and all these images inside my head, and I'm really trying to find a more effective way to paint a picture with my words and to supplement that. I want you to see what it is I see. And as goofy as it sounds, like if I say I've got a song in my heart, there's something in there. And there's this passion, this fire that burns in my belly. And I'm just trying to do something about it. I'm taking action, and I'm trying to find more ways to create. I also want to mention that I am on fire right now when it comes to dealing with people who are self-entitled. I've noticed, quite some time ago, I noticed that parents lose their freaking minds when they go to school and they drop off their kids, they pick them up. But this is really just bugging me. And those of you who are parents of kids who go to school now will probably relate, but I expect it was probably bad for those of you who may be older. But what the hell is wrong with people? You go to drop your kid off at school or pick them up. You need to park your car. You don't need to double park and ask your kid to walk through traffic because you're just begging for an accident because there's some jackass who's going to drive around. Or the people who park, blocking driveways or in the red zone or, spend time with their cell phones. Our kids are so damn precious, and I don't understand why some people think it's okay to risk the lives of their children. And frankly, you really make me angry when you start risking my kid's life. And as I've mentioned in person to a few people, but I'll mention it here, I am the guy who will get in your face and make an issue of it. And I'm not saying that I'm physically threatening you, but if I have to keep calling the goddamn cops to bring them over to get your attention, well, I'm willing to do that. It's just, this just doesn't have to be. We have to take time when we go pick up or drop off to step outside of the bubbles that we walk around in. And I'm not saying I'm perfect, because I'm not, but this is just important. So, anyhow, I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that, and I will see you around cyberspace.